okay, during fasting, should we light candles or oils that smell the house? This depends. If this candles or whatever, they have the fragrance of it, has a mass, like with the type of bakhur, for example. This is a kind of essence, famous in many parts of Asia and so forth, and Muslims use it extensively. This, according to many scholars, it breaks the fast, so it has to be avoided. And therefore, these things that may contain perfume, better avoid them and use them as, for in these oils. They have mass, many of them have mass, laha jurm in Arabic. And this could reach the stomach. They have a jurm, a mass, like al-bakhur. This is a dry wood, for example, or oils. It comes like a dry wood or oils. A dry wood would be put on charcoal, and it burns and brings the smell. This is where, and many of the scholars consider this a breaker or invalidator of fasting. There is no mentioning of the air fresheners in specificity. Are they kind of strong or medium or light? How do you categorize them in general?
Some strong and some other are mild. Usually strong, I think.
The only thing where there is a specification is the incense. Since you can spray these things, and sometimes you may smell the fragments that may be in there, inshallah ta'ala, then that does not break the fast, because the person can put even the perfume on his clothes and body, but if he smells that later, there is no problem. But the problem is, it is detested if he goes and opens this bottle and then smells it. But putting that perfume, other than the incense, of course, on the thobe or on the put on the windows what? Windows, or the bed sheets or the like. There is no problem, inshallah ta'ala, in that. It means it does not nullify the fasting. Bed sheets, curtains, yes, curtains.
What's the ruling on using a perfume which contains alcohol during this? First, alcohol, having alcohol in it is not related to the breaking of the fast. The problem is with the type of perfume that people may use. If this perfume, like is the incense, many scholars see that it can break the fast, incense, the bakhur, because they see that it has a jurm in Arabic, which means a mass which can reach the stomach and affect the stomach. So that's why they strongly warn about this matter. And as to other light perfume of this type, it is recommended to avoid. But as to whether it breaks the fast or not breaks the fast, they don't mention that. They mention the bakhur. That's where they caution about. So if it is the perfume, and the bakhur is different from the regular perfume which contains some alcohol, use the light one that doesn't have the intense fragments which could interfere with the fasting if it has a mess. If it is needed, if it is needed, then use light type of perfume, but that doesn't have a powerful fragrance. And I can't use bakhur after I cook in the house. Yeah, bakhur you have to avoid, because there is a strong cautioning from scholars, from the Salaf and from the scholars of contemporary scholars of our times who are on the path of the Salaf, then to avoid that. We're not talking about there is no problem with perfume which contains alcohol. It's not the issue of alcohol or no alcohol here. The issue of whether the perfume breaks the fast or not, there is a difference between the types of perfumes. So try to avoid that. Yes, البخور هذا يعني له جرم وقد يصل المعدة. بعض العلماء يروا أنه يفطر. Also, Abu Fudail, so you see the difference now. نعم البخور هذا. Also, it is permissible to use the deodorants as well, even though it may have some kind of perfume in it, which is almost normally the case now. Also, which you can use it at home, the sprays, insecticides, is that what they are called? Insecticides, sprays. No, it's okay, permissible, yes. Bug spray, yes, this is fine, pesticide sprays. If you smell them, it's okay, and it does not break your fast.